Right, well, like Alison said, I'm here to talk about the media mountain. And I'll just talk a little bit about mountains, just in case anyone's not really quite sure what we're talking about. There's a picture on the screen there, and you might look at that and think, that's not a mountain. Which is true, it probably isn't. It's actually a picture that's called Mountain Sphere. And I actually see our mountains as spheres of authority and spheres of influence that we have. And I actually picture the mountains that I have in my own life as like planets almost. So I came across this and I thought that really... Okay, so we have seven mountains in the church, seven areas of influence, seven areas that we believe God has given us and given individuals and groups of people authority over. And those are health and freedom and good news and blessing, harmony, media and enterprise. Now, over the weeks, several people have explained how they've seen their mountain, and that's a little bit of what I'm going to do today. But all those mountains actually, they're not separate. They interact with each other, and we've seen some of the overlap in past weeks. But maybe we all think that our own mountain is unique and special and different. I certainly do. And the uniqueness I see in the media mountain is that actually it's there to serve all the other mountains. Because the media mountain has no message of its own. It's there to be a carrier for the message that everyone else has. So what do you think of when you think of media? Perhaps you think of newspapers and magazines, television, radio. So surely we're not talking about those, because we don't actually have a newspaper or a TV station or a radio station. Well, who said yet? Hey, excellent. But what this is about is it's about all kinds of communication. Anything that is communication effectively uses media. My history, and the reason why, or one of the indicators why I'm standing on this mountain and why I carry this authority, is that throughout my life, actually, when I look back, I can see how media has been something I've been really interested in and something that's really fascinated me. I was abnormally excited at local radio happening in Exeter when I was in my teens. It was amazing. And everybody else seemed to just kind of like, it passed them by. But for me, it was fabulous. And then when satellite TV came along, we got the God Channel before it was ever on Sky. Some of you probably remember, we had this massive satellite dish. Alice remembers. Literally, it was 4 or 5 feet, was it 5 feet wide, something like that? And stuck on the side of our porch, outside the front of our house, all right? At sort of, you know, this level. Not up there somewhere, but actually right in your face. And we had that, and I was really excited about that as well. And in recent years, just learning about social media, you know, I was slow on the uptake with social media, because I saw Facebook and I thought, I really, you know, what's going on there? I really don't want anything to do with that. And now look at me. I'm now using all kinds of social media. So I know that God has called me, that there are the little signposts there for me, that this is something that is important for me to do. And so the mandate and the blueprint that we have as a media mountain is this. It's to communicate to as many people as possible by whatever means. The revelation and testimony that God has entrusted us with. To communicate to as many people as possible by whatever means, the revelation and testimony that God has entrusted us with. You know, that revelation and that testimony that we have here, you know, to start with, A couple of years ago, it was Mike's revelation, Mike's testimony, and it was important to communicate that. But actually, the more we go into this, the more it's become our revelation and our testimony, because we all have a testimony of how we've walked into the things of God, at whatever stage we are. And that's really important for people out there in the world to hear about, because they can connect with that. And we know the importance of testimony. The importance of testimony is that it enables God to do it again in someone else's life. So that's what the Media Mountain is about. It's about getting that message out there. Now, our message is not the gospel of salvation. Our message is not even the full gospel, which includes, you know, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Our message is actually the gospel of the kingdom. And the point about the kingdom is that it's about Jesus being the king. It's about government. It's about the fact that God calls us to have a part in what he's doing, in bringing all things together under Jesus' feet. It's God's government. And he wants us to be involved in that. So it's not just a matter of what we do, but it's a matter of what we rule over and how we govern. And that phrase, by whatever means, you won't go for, if you're trying to understand what media is, the word means is pretty much a synonym for media. It's a way of getting something from one place to another. Media is actually the plural of medium. So you have the medium of television, the medium of radio, but you also have the medium of the spoken word, the medium of just sitting down together and talking over things. How wide does our authority extend? Well, you know, I put all those national newspapers and what have you up there to begin with. And our authority actually extends further than we think. Because this is not about what we do, it's about what we have authority over and what we take responsibility for. So the Media Mountain is actually involved with not only what we do ourselves, but also with what's going on out there in the world. And when I was just engaging with God about how this works, I got this little phrase that says, rule enables action. It's like, that is the purpose of lawmaking. The purpose of having a government, or the purpose of having a parliament, is so that they can lay down the laws so that society can function. Now, English law is different from American law, is different from French law. It's not that it has to be a particular way, but at least once you're living under a set of laws, once you're living under rule, then you know what is and is not permissible. You know what you can and you cannot do, and you know what can and cannot be done to you as well, and what you're up against. So when we rule over something, it enables us to act, and it also enables other people to act in accordance with that rule. And God also said that with responsibility comes influence. And that's also true, because what we will take responsibility for, and what we will step up to, we'll be able to influence. Now, we've seen that working in the life of the project here, that actually when we've stepped up and we've taken responsibility for what's going on, not only in this building, but actually out in the wider community, in North Devon, and actually in the UK, once we've stepped up and taken responsibility for what's going on, we've begun to see that we have influence. And that's only God. That's God doing it. So, on the Media Mountain, yes, we're looking for people who will do media things, but we're also looking for those who will take up the spiritual responsibility for it. So, yes, if you're going to be on the Media Mountain, you probably need to feel like media is something which really stirs you, but actually it doesn't have to be something that you are actively doing. It may just be something that you're willing to take responsibility for and see that whole sphere open up so that people can do, we can do what we need to do. So those may be the same people, they may not be the same people. Another thing that sets media aside from all the other mountains, as far as I can see, with maybe one or two exceptions, is that for a lot of us, when we go to our mountain, it's like we need to get this this government put together, this structure put up, so that we can do stuff. As far as media goes, we're already doing a heck of a lot of stuff. Once I started working through this, I was fairly amazed. Not least because I've seen... Hello? Oh, yeah? Not least because I seem to be involved in pretty much all of these, bar one. But the first thing, the media that we produce ourselves, recordings of Sunday teachings. So that's on the website. We record that. You've seen Mark and myself sitting over there with and Linda sometimes sitting over there with the video camera and what have you. Mike's here with all kinds of devices pointing at himself and stuff laid out on the floor. And we record all that. Mike's PowerPoint presentations, those are media, including all the diagrams, but actually the whole presentations, those are media. The music that we make, not only the band, but the music that we all make, that's media. Mike's words themselves, the actual words he uses as he's just sitting here, sometimes teaching is, you know, yes, he does teach, but really he just shares, but that's media. And this is not here yet. Flags, dance, other kinds of artistic expression that we may bring, that's media. Oils, they're media. Whole lot of YouTube videos, media. Some websites, church website, brand new. Please go find it. If you download the PDF of this, you can actually click on that picture and it will take you to the website. Website looks very similar to that, but not exactly the same. This is the blue one. This is the Apostolic Resources website. We've got that up and running. And there's loads of stuff on there that people who are the other side of the world are downloading stuff off this website and profiting and benefiting from what we're able to give them. The blog, unbelievable. The stats on the blog are just ridiculous. With just a few more hits, I'd have been able to say we've had 250,000 hits on the blog in 3 years. It's actually 249,000 something. And over 200,000 of those have been this year. So it's grown really, really quickly. And hundreds of people actually hitting on that every day, about between 800 and 900 hits on the blog every day. One that I've forgotten to put up there, actually, we've got the website for Freedom Social Projects, or Freedom Community Alliance, as well, which, if we're talking about taking responsibility and taking rule, then everything that goes on out of this setting, including Freedom Communities, including Freedom Social Enterprises and Freedom Community Alliance and the project that goes on here during the week. Any media that's connected with those things, we need to take responsibility for. Okay, social media. Facebook page, 687 likes. That was yesterday, I think. And that's Google+. And Twitter, lots of people finding that. There's an interesting one. I said earlier we don't have a newspaper. Actually, we do, kind of. This is a automatically curated newspaper. I tell it what kind of things we want to appear in it, and it goes and finds it and publishes it every day. So for the future, we're going to have books and e-books and all kinds of written stuff. We've mentioned this already. We're going to have live streaming. We're going to be able to actually set up a decent camera in this place and record what goes on here on a Sunday morning and put it out there for people to be able to watch as it happens and to watch it later as well. There's now there's a license that's available, which means that we can now do the music as well. And so we're going to be doing that. And we're going to be taking responsibility for what goes on there. And whatever else, anyone can think of. Because there's plenty out there. It's not a finite sphere. Maybe you're interested in getting involved with some or all of those. Maybe you're interested in something else that you think falls under media. I'm aware that there are a number of areas that media falls into, and I've been looking for the seven mountains that come under the media mountain. And I've got seven headings. I'm not completely convinced yet that these are the seven spheres that are under it, but there are at least seven areas that are covered by media. Written. And I'm just going to read lists here. Blog, books, ebooks, leaflets, posters, social media posts, flyers, banners, press releases, articles, publishing, policies, laws, protocols. Audiovisual, recording, video, broadcasting, PowerPoints, infographics, photos, illustrations, speaking, decreeing, sounds. Music, writing, recording, publishing, the band, backing tracks, worship, harmony, resonance. Angels are media. The word angel comes from a Greek word angelos, which means messenger. And that's exactly what media is. Now, we will use angels. We will employ angels to get the message out there. Messengers, preparation, nations, localities, individuals, sending and receiving, warfare. Evangelism. Media is really involved in evangelism and getting the message out there. Presentation. Introduction, the materials that we're going to have for our departure stations, media. Pioneering, research and development, new formats, technology, strategy, creativity, and networking. Developing contacts, marketing, publishing, social media, teaching, and learning from others. So if any of that is you, please do come and speak to me afterwards. And Veltraut's going to come. Veltraut stands with me, or sits with me, on the media mountain. And we've begun to take responsibility and begun to rule. We can only do that more effectively as time goes on and as things develop in our own lives, but also we need a third person to be sitting with us on the bench of three for the media mountain. So, Valdra, do you want to come?
Okay, Jeremy told you all about the mountain. I'm going to tell you why I am on it and how I found out that it is mine. Most of all, I'm on the media mountain because God called me there and I want to be obedient. My spirit, I think, has known way before my mind did that I would be part of an apostolic resource center. And once my mind got it, I thought this would be in Germany. But it isn't. It's in England. And I'm quite glad to be here for many reasons. And one reason I will share a little bit later. About 8 weeks ago, I looked at the facts. The fact is we are a little church. Tiny little church. We have seven mountains, we have lots of empty seats. So I realized everybody must be somewhere on one of the mountains. So I must be somewhere on the mountain. So I just looked at the mountains. I mulled over the words health and good news and media and all the seven. And it was all okay for me, but it didn't show me which is mine. It didn't resonate at all with me. So all I did then was turn the question around. I said, Lord, what did you put already in my heart? What does my spirit say? And I didn't even need to wait for the answer. It is all the resources we have. And the deep longing to make that available to as many people as possible. And only afterwards I thought, this belongs to media. I didn't even realize that immediately. The word media was not what caught me. It's the resources you have. So I prayed about that, and even before I had a talk with Jeremy, the Lord told me that is my place. So then I asked Jeremy to just tell me what is the media mountain. He talked for 1 hour, and for 1 hour my spirit said, yes, yes, yes. It was quite strong, so I really know this is my place. Okay, second point, resources have been on my heart for quite a while, and it has always been a part of who I am, I think. In a tiny little personal way, I know what media is able to do. I've always looked for people who are farther along than I am, and for their whatever books or CDs or articles or whatever. And when I had those resources and I realized, wow, this is really good, this has helped me, I've always passed it on. So in Germany, I have always copied CDs and passed them on and passed on books and so on and so on. And it is part of who I am. I want to know or to understand, to be able to put that into practice in my life and to be able to pass it on to others. The third point, I have a deep desire to pass on all we have at this place here to as many people as possible. I'm glad to be here. And one of the reasons is, I think we are very privileged because of all the resources. Jeremy already said what we all have, and I think if you had open ears on Sunday mornings during these last years, you got a lot of good stuff. And even now, you can open our website and listen to everything again, hear it all again. You can download all the teaching series. I don't know, must have 15 or something like that. I paid for all of them. I was still in Germany when I downloaded it. Now, as members, we even get it free. And you can listen to the by now over 200 online mentoring sessions, and they are really, really good if you want to grow. At this time, God wants everybody to hear the sound of heaven and to be able to come into their destiny. God wants everyone to be part of his government, take heaven and earth back, and restore all of creation. God is looking to establish the Joshua generation. God is looking to have a harvest of 1 billion people who will grow and be trained in a supernatural lifestyle to later bring in the great end time harvest. God wants a whole generation of people who have died to save, gone through transformation, and who are literally doing the works of Jesus and even greater works than Jesus. We know all that because we have all those resources here, but not everybody knows all that. Because to be able to respond to this call of God's, people need to hear. And this is why it is very much on my heart to make the resources we already have and those we will have available to worldwide, to as many people as possible. I would like to make the resources we have right now more accessible for people. I would like to have them translated, not just into German, into all kinds of languages. create more of them and just get them out worldwide. Point four, I want to counteract the lies the enemy is putting on the airwaves. Media is very powerful and influences mightily, and the enemy is using media to influence. Right now there are quite a few lies being broadcast by well-meaning Christian leaders, but those lies are misleading a whole generation and hindering them to come into their destiny and their hopes and inheritance. And I want us on the Media Mountain to stand for the truth and to courageously counteract those lies with the truth of what God is really saying. My last point, I just want God's sound to be heard worldwide. There are many people out there, partly they are Christians, but they are still caught in the religious system without the slightest inkling that God has a powerful destiny for them, without knowing there are thrones waiting for them. That God wants to entrust them with the power and authority to restore the planet, to advance his kingdom, to fill the earth with his glory. And there are other people out there with the same kind of destiny. They haven't even been born again yet. I would like to multiply God's sound around the earth. I would like to use all kinds of media to reach the world with a supernatural message of the kingdom. This sentence was on our website. I'm not sure if it's on the new one, but it was on the old one. And it speaks right out of my heart. The very first time Jeremy and I stepped in together to see something about the media mountain, I heard God say, reach for the stars, go for the impossible. Another time God said, there are no limits. I'm giving you the word. This will be your sphere of authority. I am the God of the impossible. And I want to show myself as God of the impossible for you and through you. There are no limits except those that you put down yourself by your personal level of being transformed and living in holiness. This last sentence I do understand. And I'm determined to do all I can to surrender, to be transformed, to go through the fire. And I'm not through yet. I'm right in the middle of that. If God himself says there are no limits, then I don't want to be a blockage for that because of not fully going through transformation. So I do. And I'm looking forward to the second part of God's sentence, to experience the God of the impossible. If media alone is powerful, then a media mountain, a spiritual sphere of authority with a God who is a God of the impossible, what will that look like? I don't know at this point. I have a few ideas, but I really don't know. But I'm looking forward to experience that and to be involved in it. 2 weeks ago, when Mike was teaching his last session, he read quite a few verses from the book of Daniel. They're all prophecies given a long, long time ago. They're all being fulfilled right now at this time in history. I'm going to read just one sentence out of that, out of Daniel 7. Satan will be stripped of his power and totally destroyed. Then the royal rule and the authority and the glory of all the kingdoms under heaven will be handed over to the people of the high God. Their royal rule will last forever. That means that Jesus wants to share the reign and rule of his kingdom with you and with me and with all those out there. He really wants to entrust us with that kind of authority. I think it's an amazing time we're living in. Everybody living today at this time in history has been handpicked for such a time as this, just like Queen Esther for her time. But many people out there don't even know it. How can they believe it and say yes to God's call if they haven't heard? How can they hear without all kinds of media from a media mountain? This is why I'm on the media mountain.